The first batch of COVID-19 vaccine is expected to arrive in Astoria next week. Columbia Memorial Hospital made the announcement yesterday. KMUN's Jacob Lewin reports.
CMH will be getting 300 doses of the Moderna vaccine, which was shown to be 94% successful in recent studies. Pharmacy Director Chris Lehman has a lot of confidence in the vaccine.
It is very effective, and while it does have some side effects, no severe side effects were noted in the trial. Really, the vaccine is what's going to get us through the pandemic, so very exciting news.
Lehman expects a second batch of the vaccine to arrive early in January to cover more people, plus vaccine for necessary follow-up shots. The vaccine will be given to staff who are working with COVID patients or exposed to them.
That would be physicians and nurses in our emergency department, nurses and physicians taking care of patients on the inpatient side of the house, and then folks working in our urgent care facilities.
Some is also being reserved for emergency medical personnel.
We have reached out to the team at Medix, identified 75 individuals who work for Medix who would be eligible.
The shots won't be mandatory. Nursing home patients are also part of the state's phase one rollout, but Lehman says the state has not yet shared its operating plan, and that vaccine will go through pharmacies. Next will be essential workers, including police and fire, followed by at-risk and over 65-year-olds. CMH did not get the other major vaccine made by Pfizer because it does not have the necessary 80 degrees below zero freezer, but
we do have a contract in place now with Airgas to supply us with pelleted dry ice. So if we were to get a supply of the Pfizer vaccine, it comes in a container that you can replenish with dry ice.
Clatsop County Health Director Mike McNichol says vaccinating healthcare workers first is logical.
We can't afford all of our hospital workers and healthcare workers to get ill with COVID. Otherwise, who's going to take care of all the folks who have COVID? So the idea is to get them immune first so that they'll be able to do more work with COVID rather than getting sick with COVID.
The state says vaccinating everyone who wants a shot could take into the fall. And COVID levels in Clatsop County remain high.
It's pretty much everywhere from Cannon Beach to Napa and all the way out to Jewell. It's pretty much everywhere. So I think it's just a matter of who's getting tested right now is what the issue is, not where it's at.
Meaning there should be no let up in mask wearing or distancing, although McNichol is expecting another surge after Christmas. For KMUN, I'm Jacob Lewin.